Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Healer. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, we mentioned last Sunday two big things Abraham did, and only gave you one of them. Two big things that Abraham did. Number one, what did he do? He called. Everybody say called.
Called.
He called himself what God called him.
Yeah.
He didn't wait till he saw it or felt it. He called himself the father of many nations when as yet they had no child. We must call ourselves righteous. No matter what we look like or feel like. We must call ourselves healed. I call my body healed. Don't call it your weak eye. Don't call it my bad knee. Don't call it my disease, my heart problem. Don't do that. Call it what he calls it. Himself took our infirmities, bore our sicknesses, carried our pains, and by his stripes, I were healed. Already was healed? I don't feel healed. Exactly. If you felt healed, it wouldn't take any faith.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
How do we receive from God? Mark 11:24, anybody remember? What things soever you desire? When you pray, do what?
Believe
that you receive them and you shall have them. When do you believe you receive it? Before you have it in the natural, before you see it and feel it. When do you see and feel it? After you believe you receive it. But so many folks are, if they don't feel it, they don't believe they've got it. And walking by sight is so subtle. I mean, because you live in this realm, you're surrounded by what you feel and you see. And it's always pushing on you. Pay attention to me. Notice me. Notice me. And that's where the fight, the good fight of faith comes in. You've got to resist this and not let yourself be moved by it. I didn't say it was easy. But if you want miracles that other people don't get, you got to do something different than what they do. Back up in Romans 4 here, what did Abraham do? He called himself what God called him. Here's the second thing he did. He considered not his body nor Sarah's body, but he considered what God said. Sounds so simple. He did what? Being not weak in faith, he did what? Considered not. Consider means to look at. To focus on, to think about. He didn't look at his own body. He didn't focus on his own body. He didn't think about. It was there. It was there with him every morning when he got up. Right? All day long and every night when he went to bed. You old. You're way too old. And look at Sarah. She's old. This is crazy. This is nuts. He refused to consider that. He refused to. He didn't say it what didn't exist. He just refused to look at it. It was there. He's not denying that it's there. But he refuses to think on it. Why? Because what happened to him? He was not weak in faith because he considered not. If you consider it, you'll be weak in faith. Can't escape it. If you look at how you feel and you talk about the bad reports, you will not be strong in faith. You can't make a good confession in the morning and think about how you feel and the bad test results all day long and be in faith.
Yes, sir.
It'll come to you. A pain, discomfort, feeling, bad report. And you'll be tempted to go, well, I don't have it yet. When am I going to get it? But that's walking by sight. That's just like non-believers. Say, he considered not. He called himself what God called him, but the second big thing he did, he considered not. Considered not. His own body, now dead, when he's about 100 years old, neither did he consider the deadness of Sarah's womb. He wouldn't let himself think about her either. He didn't waver. Man, this is a good word. He what? How did he keep from wavering? You couldn't get him to talk about how old he was. You couldn't get him to talk about it. You couldn't get him to talk about how Sarah couldn't conceive when she was young. He would not talk to you about it. He won't consider it. He won't look at it. He won't listen to it. He won't focus on it. He won't think about it. Is it in his face? Every day. Is he pulled to look and think? Every day. But he's made his choice. This is how you fight the good fight of faith. He's made his choice. He has heard from the Lord. He's got his word. He's got his report. And that's all he'll look at. That's all he'll think about. That's all he'll talk about. So he staggered not, but was strong in faith. How do you get strong in faith? Considering what he said. What did he say, the instructions for taking God's medicine? My son, attend to my words instead of what? How many of you are focused on attending to that? You're not attending to these other things. Incline your eyes, your ears. Don't let them leave your eyes. Keep them in the middle of your heart. Does that sound like being occupied with what he said? This is where the fight is. This is where the fight is. And the pull to walk by sight is very subtle, very subtle. You'll have people that'll say, you know, I'm going to the doctor. Believe with me that I get a good report. No. I won't. You won't? No, I won't. There was a time I would. But I've learned better. Why? Because your faith's not in the Word of God. You have faith in that report. You're not going to breathe a sigh of relief. You're not going to believe you're in the clear. You're not going to believe you're healed. You're not going to believe you're okay till they tell you you are. See, faith, a lot of people talk about faith. But faith is actually rare. I'm quoting the scripture. It's rare. It's precious. Is that right? And Jesus said, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith in the earth? It is not all over the planet. It can even be rare among church-going people. And you can identify where you are by how much you're affected by what you feel and see. Here's a danger. You're prayed for. You release faith. And you feel better. Now I know I'm healed. To the degree our faith, what we believe, is affected by what we feel and see, is to that degree ours is not real faith. We're taking our faith out of His Word and putting it in what we feel. And you're on shifting sand. Because those feelings can change. Is that right? Before the afternoon is over. There is only one basis for faith in God. Oh, come on, are y'all with me or not? There's only, not one and a half, only one basis for faith in God, and it is what He said. That's it. That's it. Your faith in Him is based solely, only on what He said. Not by improvement, not by worsening, not by what you see or don't see, feel or don't feel, what the report says or doesn't say. Did I lose somebody? So what you do when you begin to talk about this, you come face to face with how much we've been walking by sight. Talking faith, but walking by sight. Are y'all okay? Do you reckon we can learn some things about Abraham's faith? Just because we've been quoting scriptures for years doesn't mean we know it all. Go to Genesis, please, 22nd chapter. Looking at his body, Abraham would have despaired. Looking at the promise, he waxes strong in faith. Come on, can you see that? And gives glory to God. You can't see the Lord looking at your symptoms. You can't see His provision looking at your bills. You can't see His healing looking at your feelings. Can you? You won't see it. Praise God. It's not feel that you've received it. It's not see that you received it. It's believe that you received it. Somebody said, well, you feel any better? I didn't say how I felt. Well, you don't look any better. I didn't say I did. How do you feel? Not talking about that. Could you get Abraham to talk about how old he was? Could you? He wouldn't do it. You couldn't get him to do it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Healer, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. God who gives me